A new survey shows most people hate staying overnight with relatives. We've got the top 10 reasons. Also, did you know half of America doesn't know where the Grand Canyon is? Well, we've got a little quiz for you. Plus, do you ever pretend to know more than you really do? Well, of course you do. Today, some topics that cause us all to fake it. I'm Bob Bates, sitting in today for Susan. My good friend Marilyn Kentz is here. This is Older and Wiser. We're glad you're with us today. Marilyn Kentz is joining us, the finest house guest we've ever had here at our house.
Thank you.
Because you're fun, you're entertaining, you like to cook. You're just an easy house guest.
I don't stay, you know, at places where I'm not comfortable. Your family.
Yeah.
And
well, we have become like a family.
Yes, right. You're not actually related to me, but you know, I've been coming here once a month for almost 7 years.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting because there's a new survey that just came out recently that was done by Hyatt Regency Hotels, and it found out that 61% of those polled said they would prefer not to stay at a family member's home over the holidays. Can you understand that?
Maybe. It just depends. You know, for me, being a liberal person.
You're easy to get along with, though.
I have relatives that are not that liberal. And so even this holiday, my son was trying to convince me that Obama was a Muslim. And I just have to disown him.
I see. So many times when we hang out with family over the holidays, it's really trying to just deal with their political views.
Yes, for one. Yes.
Yeah, for one. There are reasons why people don't want to stay with relatives. And we've got the top 10. And the number 10 reason is I would have to clean up after a drunken relative. 4% say that.
Goodness.
Have you ever had that?
I don't believe I have. Have you?
No.
Have to clean up after
Well, we have them. We have drunken relatives.
Yes, we do.
Fortunately, we've never had to clean up after
That's
one.
Right, yeah.
Fortunately, they do their own cleanup usually. 5% say they don't want to stay at a relative's house because they wouldn't be able to sleep in the same room as their spouse or their partner.
Oh, just because the house is small and can accommodate?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, okay. They can't handle it for one night? Can't just...
I know, come on, one night.
No, or a couple
It's
nights.
A relief, for God's sake.
Know,
look at it that
on.
Way.
Yeah.
A little vacation from the norm. Now, this is a problem you wouldn't have really so much with this, but the number 7 reason is I wouldn't be able to enjoy a nightcap.
Oh, well, I have one whenever I'm anywhere.
You have one when you arrive.
I do. Night. Yeah.
We've already had our nightcap,
yes.
And it's only 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
What kind of relatives are you staying with? I can't have a nightcap.
10% of people complain that they don't want to stay with their relatives over the holidays because they wouldn't be able to work out.
Like, and why? They're putting that on themselves.
Yeah.
I guess, well, because it's so busy, but okay, let's say you don't work out for a couple of days, or you just take a run, or, yeah.
I mean, what kind of crazy
Who
person
are these people?
Has to work out every day?
Right.
Okay. 11% say they'd have to share a room with a relative. Well, that would be rough. And this is a problem. This is one that you really don't have such an issue with, I would think. I wouldn't be able to walk around naked. Which, you don't have a problem with that here.
I know, but why do you have to walk around naked at your relative's house? Why is that a priority? I don't want to stay with them because I don't get to walk around naked. You know, it's like, who are these people?
I know, that's really pushing it. For like a couple of days,
yeah,
put on some jammies.
Keep your clothes on.
I mean, really. According to this survey, 16% of the respondents say that they really would hate staying with a relative because they couldn't have sex while in the house.
Oh, they must be very young and in love. Because otherwise, we can, you know.
That mean they're doing it at home every single
day.
Yes,
right. And they go to the relatives and they're, I don't know, because we're not going to be able to make love.
Would we make it through a whole day without it?
Oh, yeah, those are 20-year-olds.
18% say they don't want to go because they can't choose or cook the food that they like. They can't choose the food they like, and they can't cook it themselves. Mm-hmm. Is this ever an issue for you? Because you stay with us, but you have some other friends in town that you stay with, and don't you kind of long for your own little food from home?
No, I'm fine. You know, I think that the survey took in some non-travelers, people who they like it their own way, and because you know, if I can't walk around naked and have my own food, I'm not staying.
Yeah, right. These people are really picky. Yeah, frankly,
they are picky.
Honestly, to be honest with you, I think the main reason I would not want to stay with relatives, if this were my problem, which it isn't really my problem, would be that for whatever reason, the relatives are disagreeable.
Yes. Or boring.
Or boring. Or they have strong opinions that I just can't stomach.
Right, right.
Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Yeah, I have. I have cousins who are, and a few other family members who are really right-wing loudmouths.
Yeah.
It's okay to have your opinion, but then to start proselytizing and making everybody hear your thoughts on it. You know, it's funny because you can't pick your relatives as you can your friends.
You really can't.
And I'm with you guys, friends, more than I am with relatives.
So there comes a point somewhere in the visit where you kind of have to say, let's don't talk politics.
Yes.
Or religion, probably. Right. But number three, I wouldn't be able to watch TV alone, which I guess means you don't have control of the remote.
Right, right.
Yeah, would that bother you?
Yeah. No.
You don't care what you're watching.
No. It's funny because in this day and age, I'm wondering when that survey is even, because you can use your phone or your computer to entertain yourself if you want to.
If you have a private place to go in the home where you're staying, you could go in there and watch your little phone. Yeah.
It's really all about attitude. You know that.
Yeah.
It's like you come in, are you going to be open and just, you know, make the best of everything? Or are you just going to be, no.
But the truth is, if you are staying with somebody and they have a television on all the time and it's on something that just bugs you, that's kind of a problem.
Well, you wouldn't go there often then, I guess. No. I mean, would it really?
Let's say, for example, you had relatives who are watching, I don't know, Christian television.
All right.
And it was all singing and preaching and stuff. Mm-hmm. That could be awkward.
Yes.
Maybe if you didn't feel that way about it.
Yes, right, right. It would be irritating, sure.
Or let's say, you know, you weren't interested in ESPN. And that's on all day long, nice and loud.
Okay.
That would kind of bug.
Yeah, but how do you resolve it? I mean, the survey says these are the reasons why you wouldn't want to go, right?
Yeah.
That's a
right,
survey.
Right.
And I can see that. Okay, so you just don't stay with relatives if that's that important to you.
Is it easy to tell a relative that I'm going to stay in a hotel?
It's not easy. No.
It isn't, is it?
No, it is not.
Because they feel offended. They feel like, well, what's wrong with my house? Mm-hmm. I have an extra bedroom. Mm-hmm. Why would you spend crazy money to stay in a hotel when you can stay right here? What's wrong with me?
Yeah, if they said that, it would be so awkward. What's wrong with me? Okay.
What's wrong
Let's
with me?
Let's get started.
Let me tell you. The number two reason is I would have to share a bathroom.
I don't like that either.
I don't like sharing a bathroom. I will tell you that. I want my own bathroom.
Yes, privacy, crazy privacy in that department.
If, in fact, in life, if I could have my very own bathroom.
Me too.
Never share with a spouse or anyone.
Yeah.
That would be my best choice.
Me too.
But I do understand going to relative's house and I don't want to tell you this. I actually did this at a relative's house once.
I'm so afraid of what you're going to say.
I clogged the toilet.
I did it too. I did it here once, Bob.
You did?
I did. And I did it once at Tony Dow's house. meaning Wally.
You mean Wally and yes. Leave It to Beaver?
Right. And
you are friends with Tony Dow.
Yes.
And you went to Tony Dow's house and you clogged his toilet.
Well, the water came up and out, and they had a relative was there, a couple of them, and one of them was like a step. Somebody, and I came so close to blaming it on the kid.
Oh, you really would have. You're the one person like, who would have done
no,
that.
No, I thought about
that
it.
Wasn't me.
No, I couldn't.
No,
I just couldn't do
you
it.
Couldn't
but,
do that.
But then here comes Wally with a plunger walking
yeah,
my
knew.
Way.
He I'm knew like, it wasn't oh. a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, this happened at my wife's sister's house. And it was early on in our marriage. So to have my brother-in-law come and
yes.
plunge
no.
the bathroom toilet
no.
after I was in
no.
there is so embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Awful. So I get it.
Yeah.
Number two, I would have had to share a bathroom. 25% say that's the reason why they wouldn't go. Number one reason is simply, very simply, I wouldn't have my own space.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to be free of all the craziness. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know people who do that, who go visit relatives, say in Texas and stuff.
Yeah.
And just have to have their own, they just have to rent.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it too. I guess if you can't afford to do that, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But if you can find the money mm-hmm. to get to this hotel, Motel
yeah.
6 or whatever
yeah.
you can get to, that's the way to do the holidays. All right, let's move on to our next topic today. There was an article recently, a survey that says that 57% of people don't know where the Grand Canyon is. Now, this is 57% of Americans.
Yeah.
We are all American citizens.
Yes.
We went through our American school system. We learned about all the landmarks of America.
Yes.
And yet, over half of us don't know where the
I'm
Grand Canyon is.
I'm kind of wondering.
You're nervous, I can tell, because you're
I'm
not
going,
sure you know.
Well, my first thing popped in my head was Utah. But no, Utah's up there. No, it's got to be, it was Arizona.
Yes, you are right about
yeah.
that. It is in Arizona. It is 277 miles long, and it is in Arizona. Does it overlap at all into... Nevada, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
No, it's all in Arizona.
Yeah, okay.
It's all in Arizona.
All right.
Okay. 17% did not know where the Space Needle is. Do you know where the Space Needle is?
Yes, Seattle.
Seattle, very good. Yeah. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. 63% did not know where the Space Needle was.
Huh.
And 17% thought it was in Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Oh, because they're going
it's space.
Space.
You know,
yes.
you take off.
Right.
According to this survey, 40% did not know that where Mount Rushmore is located. Do you know what state Mount Rushmore
is? South Dakota?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
You could teach elementary school. You're good. That's really good.
Yeah.
And only 31% of those surveys knew the three states in which Yellowstone National Park is located. Do you know the three states? It actually covers...
Okay, it's Montana.
Yes.
And it's not Wyoming.
Yes.
Oh, it is Wyoming.
Yes, good.
So
and
that's
one more.
Down here, one more. Is it...
Famous for potatoes.
Idaho.
Very good.
I wouldn't have known Idaho.
I wouldn't have
though.
Known Idaho either. So,
although, yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
not, listen, I'm not setting myself up as some expert.
Yeah.
I've got the paper in front of me.
Yeah, right.
So I know,
yeah.
but I wouldn't have known Idaho
yeah.
either. Okay, so as we continue on this quiz, since...
This is fun.
Yeah, let's do the top 10 landmarks.
Okay.
In America, and tell me if you know where they are.
Ooh, okay.
First one's number 10, very easy. The Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, okay. We got Las Vegas.
Yeah, and it's
okay.
in what and which is
oh,
in
Nevada.
What state? Nevada, of course. Okay. Number 9, the Hollywood sign.
Oh, that is in Hollywood. Although I was thinking it could be up higher. Yeah. Okay.
Yes,
Hollywood.
It's in California,
yeah.
of course. Okay, where number 8 is the USS Arizona Memorial.
Okay. San Diego.
No.
It's a.
Let me give you a little clue.
Okay.
The USS Arizona was sunk.
Oh yes, I know. I know.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Yes,
yes,
of course.
Right.
Pearl
right,
Harbor.
Right. Yes.
Yes, Pearl Harbor. Okay. It was just the trick of what was
yeah.
in the USS
yeah.
Arizona. Okay. Number 7, is the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. Of course, we know that's mm-hmm. Arizona. Mm-hmm. Number six, the Hoover Dam. Where's the Hoover Dam?
Yeah, that's up in the northeast. And I don't know that one. It's farther over.
Farther over.
Oh, from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin.
Yes, it's, right. It's over
there. So you think
there.
It's like Michigan?
Yeah.
Or
well,
Ohio? Yeah.
No.
No, no, no. East, west of that somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know. Where is it?
It's in Nevada. In Arizona.
Oh, that's right. And I've even been there. They moved it. Right.
Oh, see, some of us don't know this stuff.
You're right.
Okay, number five. Where is Mount Rushmore?
Oh, we did Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah, you already knew that was in South Dakota. I'm sorry, that's correct. Okay, here's a good one. Where would one find the Liberty Bell?
In Philadelphia.
Correct. In Independence Hall in Philadelphia. Number three, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well,
San Francisco. Number two, the Statue of Liberty.
New York City.
And then number one is the National Mall.
Oh, in Minnesota. The biggest mall of America?
It's not a...
That one?
It's not a shopping mall.
Oh.
It's the mall where we find the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, in Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Yeah. Very good. The Washington
because
Mall.
Because I know the
it's
big...
it's like a mall, right?
Yes,
it's the Washington Mall. All right. Well, let's move on to our next topic today, which is, do you ever pretend to understand stuff you really don't understand? Do you ever do that, first of all?
Yeah. It's not so much the understanding the intelligence of it or the question of it. It's more about, I didn't hear them right.
No, yeah.
And I pretend
like you heard them right.
Yes, and then I'm just kind of nodding and yes, and then it's all wrong.
Well, there is that feeling mm-hmm. that you don't want to look like the stupid person in the group.
Right.
You know, right. And especially if it's a group and everyone else is nodding and mm-hmm. agreeing,
yes.
you don't want to go, what?
I have done that a few times.
I do too.
I don't know that one.
I've grown more confident about not knowing things as I've gotten older too. You know, when you're young, you feel self-conscious mm-hmm, about mm-hmm. being stupid.
Yes, right. It does change as you get older.
But when you get older, you just don't care.
Yeah.
And also, you've been caught too many times. Have you ever been caught pretending that you knew something, and then someone does a follow-up question and points it at you, and you go, I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't recall an item of it, but I'm sure I've done that. I'm positive.
I know. I think I've done that too. There was a survey recently about sommeliers mm-hmm. and how we really kind of hate the whole concept mm. of fancy mm-hmm. wine guys mm-hmm. in the restaurant where they come around to give you all their expertise on what kind of wine to have with your dinner. Mm-hmm. According to this survey, 25% of people find shopping for wine an intimidating experience. 45% tend to stick to the trusty Sauvignon Blanc and Chardonnay when choosing a bottle. And I think most people, those people who would admit to this mm-hmm. in a survey, would say to the sommelier, I don't know what you're talking about. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When I buy wine, well, I have a lot of good friends that are, not a lot, but some good friends that are really big wine snobs.
Yeah, wine snobs. Yeah, I hate those guys.
And we've tricked them before.
Yes, I've always wanted to do that. Okay, how did you trick them?
Well, it was our friend, and she had just ordered a bunch of, you know, cases of it.
Yeah.
And so she brought one, and then we had, it was more like a $20 bottle of wine. It wasn't a $2 chuck, but it was just way down in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just told her, let's do a blind test. Okay.
Yeah,
let's
see if you really can tell the difference.
She did not get it right.
She couldn't tell the difference. Oh,
see, I love that. She got the wrong one.
Apparently, left-leaning polling company. They say it's left-leaning, just as a disclaimer sort of here. But it's called Public Policy Polling. They went out and found that 30% of Republicans and 19% of Democrats say they support bombing Agrabah. They said, they went out and said, would you support our America bombing Agrabah? And 30% of Republicans said, absolutely. 19% of Democrats said, you go get them. Of course.
Where is that?
As we know, Agrabah is a fictional place home to Princess Jasmine and Aladdin from the Disney cartoons.
Bomb them.
Okay, so what does this tell us? What this tells us, it seems to me...
There's a bunch of stupid people.
But does it all, what else does it tell us about polls? And when someone comes up to you and asks you a question, you feel like you have to come up with an answer, right?
Yeah, sure.
What does that say about us and polls just in general? Does this make them all faulty? If 30% of Republicans can say they would bomb Aladdin because they don't even really understand the question, what does that say about polls?
Yeah. This is what gives me pause about the Trump thing.
Yeah, the Trump thing.
Because I just think there's people want, they want his gruffness and him to be a bully to other countries.
Right.
And I don't think they are that intelligent.
Yeah, they might not even understand much about the delicate politics of any of it.
Yeah, delicate and the word Donald Trump do not go together. Right.
Yeah. I think we're used to feeling as though we need to voice an opinion, even when we don't have the background to have an opinion. It is hard to, when someone asks you, how do you feel about something? It is very hard to say, gee, I haven't really read up on that. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Are you confident enough to be able to say, I don't have an opinion on that?
Yeah. Definitely. Because, of course. But, you know, I think there's another little thing that happens, and that is people might feel important because they're getting asked questions and they want, you know, they want to give their opinion because that feels good, like they're somebody special.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not even ripping on that. It's just, I think that causes people to answer some questions they might not.
Because your answer is going to be used on television or something, so you don't want to not answer because then it won't be used.
Yeah.
So you'd almost rather just hope that it's right.
Oh God, you're going to
sort of sad.
End up on Jimmy Kimmel. I'm telling you.
There was in May of 2014, there was a poll conducted apparently by the same organization in which they asked people how they felt about candidate Emily Ferris. There is no such person as Emily Ferris. But 20% of the people had a really unfavorable feeling about Emily Ferris. They said, I don't think so. She's not right for her. You know,
that's amazing,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And they don't, it's even a made up name. You can go out on the street and get 20% to say they don't like Emily Ferris. Mm-hmm. And Emily Ferris is just a made-up character.
Silly people.
What does that say?
It just says people want to, I don't know, feel important and say, I am my opinion, and then lie.
According to University of Cincinnati researchers, 20 to 40% of Americans will offer up opinions on fake topics. 20 to 40%.
Okay, let's go with the high. 40. Let's 40%.
That's almost half. We'll offer up a fake opinion on a fake topic.
Oh.
I mean, they, according to the University of Cincinnati, they say these people feel social pressure to answer the question asked, no matter how informed they are. Social pressure.
Yeah. Does it divide male and female? It seems like a male would want, you know,
to be even more
stronger.
Strong.
Yes, right. I mean, I don't know. I've just.
It's not new, though. As it turns out, in 1947, there was a little opinion poll they did. The same sort of an idea. They created a fake piece of legislation called the Metallic Metals Act. It turned out 70% of the respondents had an opinion on the Metallic Metals Act. There was no such thing. This was 1947. So this isn't new.
This isn't a new trend.
So I guess what the concern really is as we look at the polls for for Donald Trump and all these other characters who are running for president, and we're worried about what people are thinking. And I mean, how much of it can we really believe?
I know. Isn't that so true?
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I think I wonder what their thought process is. They're saying the question is, what do you think of the Metallic Act or whatever?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, what's the thought process? It's like, oh God, if I say nothing, then I'm going to look like a fool. I better answer something.
I know.
And then I'll answer. But so I'm going to guess metallic has to do with metals, and we're not going to want that. So
yes.
Yeah, I mean something.
I guess we just have to encourage everyone. Tell the truth.
Yes, tell the
truth. Just say what you think.
Yeah.
Marilyn Kent, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And that's it for us. We invite you to follow us on Twitter at olderandwiser.tv. And of course, check us out regularly at olderandwiser.com for all the latest for baby boomers and beyond. Thank you, Marilyn Kent, for playing along today, and we'll see you next time on olderandwiser.com.